Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us for another weekly episode of Can I Tell You Something Funny? A podcast about nothing where Chris and I banter about the week's past activities. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's show. Record.
Enhance.
Oh, there it is. Hey. Enhance.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm okay, Chris. It's another day.
Just okay. It's Monday.
It's Monday.
Which isn't Saturday when we normally record because I'm a putz.
Right.
It is close to Saturday.
I mean, I just had a laugh, Chris, when you text me and we're like, well, the thing about this is, how about a different day? And then, you silly goose, you recommended Sunday. And I'm like, I don't even like sports. And I know that the Super Bowl is on Sunday. That's never going to happen.
I didn't actually watch the Super Bowl. I was just so tired both days.
I was exhausted. Letting our fans down.
I would have been a worse podcast co-host than I normally am.
I was going to say, is this different than... Just kidding.
It's actually not. I'm just more lucid.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, it's Monday. Here we
Happy
are.
Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. I mean, it's uneventful, right? Like, every weekend feels like Groundhog Day. Every day feels like Groundhog Day. There's just nothing happening.
Wasn't it Groundhog Day recently? Wasn't it last week?
Last week. The second? Yeah, the second. And if you're not in the States, and have no idea what that is, it's the most ridiculous holiday ever invented here, where they pull this poor, pathetic groundhog out of a hole.
He is treated like a king.
Okay, but it is the dumbest holiday ever, and use that to determine whether or not winter will last 6 weeks longer or spring will come. And 9 times out of 10, it's 6 more weeks of winter.
It's if he sees his shadow, then it's 6 more weeks of winter, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. And this, he always sees his shadow because usually when we're not in a pandemic, it is this big hoopla. So it's in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, which is the smallest little rinky-dink town that ever existed. And literally, this is their only claim to fame, is they have Punxsutawney Phil, this groundhog. But it's a huge drinking party, and they have all of these camera crews there. So how is he never not going to see a shadow? It's ridiculous.
It was dark that day. It was cloudy that day.
And how do they know?
And he wouldn't have seen it.
How would you have seen it if it was cloudy?
If you actually look at our forecast with snow, every other day, snow and cold, like, he's literally got this one.
It's in the bag.
They're just like, we can't see anything, but I think a little bit of a shadow is, we're going to count it because the weather is just miserable.
It snowed
like a foot and a half right before then, so.
That's terrible. It was 73 here this weekend, Chris. Sunny. Yeah. We went for a nice walk. I'm just saying. So that's how I am. It's all the same.
It is Nothing Groundhog Day. It is.
I worked all weekend again. I'm not good at taking time off, Chris. It's a problem.
It's hard to have anything going on, right? No events to go to to disconnect. And you're doing your own thing. So the more you can get further down the line of having more of a thing.
Yeah, and it's not even hustling. It's just, it's fun. Like, I really enjoy what I'm doing. I tweeted out this weekend, making money doing something that you actually really enjoy just feels different. Like, I've made money doing a lot of things, but this is the only time I'm making money doing things that I really, really, really enjoy and have fun doing. And it's really hard to be like, oh, well, I should probably close the computer and not do work today. I know. So,
yeah, it's fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm finding a balance. We'll just say that. I did not work as much this weekend as I did the weekend before. So that's good.
Well, it's interesting. I was reading an article about just people, you know, working through the pandemic, like working from home, that it's like, we're not alone. I mean, obviously, you're hustling for your own business, but me, you know, I kind of work on and off constantly.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to do. So you might as well work or do something. I mean, or improve yourself, you know, get a little better at different tasks. So
I know. Yeah. I feel like I should be exercising or just like meditating, doing some self-care work. Mm-hmm. That's not happening, Chris, at all.
No, I'm with you.
I mean, I gave it a whirl in the fall and it went pretty well. And then that was that. I was like, well, it's good enough.
I'm good for the next few months.
Pretty much. Yeah. It ebbs and flows. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, we're all just doing what we need to survive and make it through this. The end is coming. I mean, people are being vaccinated.
Yay.
That's good. I will get a vaccine someday. It's very far away for me, but that's okay. I'm glad people are getting vaccinated. My husband got vaccinated. His second shot, he works in healthcare, got vaccinated last Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. And because I wanted an excuse to get out of the apartment and sit in the car instead of in the apartment. I was like, I'll go. So I went, and the clinic, Costco, was right across the street. And I was like, oh, man, we haven't gotten gas in a really, really long time. I'll drop you off and then go over to Costco and get gas. Now, Chris, you don't have Costco. Have you ever been to a Costco?
I've seen them in Harrisburg.
But you have,
that's about it.
You have the wholesale store, right? Sam's, right?
Yeah, we was at Sam's on Friday.
Yeah.
It was a big outing.
Sam, I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Sam's has gas, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So let me set the scene here. It's all right. Friday evening,
okay.
4:45. Now,
is that technically evening or is that still afternoon?
I mean, I'm old, so that's evening.
That's the early bird special.
That's right. I eat dinner at 5 o'clock. 4:45 is late in the afternoon, evening. So we thought we were a little bit early for his appointment. We thought maybe we could sneak in and get some gas before the appointment. Mm-hmm. We took one look at the line, and we're like, oh, no, that's not going to happen. So went over, dropped him off, and I swung back around. And I was super excited because I crossed the street. I'm like, oh, the line is gone. Oh, no, the line was not gone, Chris. The line, when we first tried, was backed up like halfway through the parking lot. When I went, I got excited because that particular section was gone. Little did I know, when you got to the road that actually turns to the gas station, you have two more stop signs to go through.
Is this some special kind of gas there at Costco? Like,
I mean, it's debatable. It's cheap. It's really, really cheap gas because, you know, Costco's whole business model is they sell everything at cost and make money only on their memberships. So everything is sold at cost. So their gas is sold at cost, all of their, you know, stuff. They have markups every now and then, but it's super, super low.
Sure.
So I was excited, made the first turn and went, and got in my little line and was able to kind of round the bend that you're entering in the line of cars. And it is a sea of cars. I mean, I think there's 8 different stations, and the pumps, some of them have 6 and some of them have 4, right? So you've got like 8 lanes of cars. I think there's 4 sets of 6 and 2 sets of 4. It is just madness. It is like grown Frogger. You're trying to figure out how to move your car. Which side is the gas tank on? How can I squeeze in here? And it's just constant madness. And then once you're finally in a lane, you have to wait until it's your turn, but you got to be ready. There's a whole process. You feel like, make sure the gas cap is open. Make sure your Costco card and your credit card are ready. Now you have to make sure your mask is on.
Yeah.
Really prepared because things are happening fast. It is a high pressure situation. So I was like already getting everything out. Got my Costco card, and we got a card this time, you know, for our government check or whatever, the loans that they're giving us, not loans, but you know what I mean? The money we got back.
Yeah.
They sent us, last time we got like a check, and this time we got a debit card, right?
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, good. I can use this for gas. So I got all flustered. I had everything ready. I was all set, except I was on the wrong side for the gas tank. No problem.
No.
Costco has that covered. They have a special like pulley system that you can pull out the hose really far and it'll stretch just fine. I was like, all right, I'm okay. So I get up there and the Costco card is like a quick in and out, right? Like real fast. You got to swipe it fast. So I did the same thing with the debit card. Uh-huh. Quick in and out, real fast. No. I failed to read. Actually, I didn't fail to read. I failed to comprehend the three times it said, chip detected. Please do not remove cards.
I know. I said that happened to me too the other day. And it like totally baffled the system now when I did that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, take card out. Take card out. And then it's like declined. I had to start all over again. I was sweating. It was so stressful.
The pressure. Everyone's watching.
There are so many cards. Right. Everybody is watching you. They're all pissed off. Right. Like, come on. Hurry up. Got to have your shit together. It was the most stressful gas pump situation of my life. And I thought, I don't like, does this happen at other gas stations? I have never been in such a high pressure situation to pump my gas as I am at Costco.
My goodness. Well, I don't think we have like 92 pumps like your Costco does there. So
okay, I've never been in a situation like that. It's not 92, like but it's like 20. It's a lot.
I know.
That doesn't happen at Sam's? You don't get the...
No, not that many. You know, I don't really go. I mean, I don't go there often enough. Literally once a quarter, maybe once every 6 months or so. So yeah, it wasn't that bad. There's not that many cars in that. There's definitely not 20, maybe 10. But when we went there on Friday, we didn't see anyone, I don't think, really in the pump.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to get gas. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So how did you end up on the wrong side of the gas pump?
Oh, because I was very nervous when I was pulling in because, you know, we have like eight different lanes, but it comes from two lanes, right? So you're in two lanes and then you have to spread out to eight. And I was trying to make a snap decision on which pump was going to move the fastest, right? Because it's all a game of speculation.
You focused on that and not necessarily what side.
I was focused on that. And I shit the bed when I turned left and I was like, oh, the gas tank's on the left-hand side and now it's even further away. Oopsies.
I'm with you.
Oh, it was fine.
I know. But it,
the cord stretched.
It is. You know, I totally visualized the morning rush at Dunkin' Donuts when you were talking about this.
Yes. Is so intense. Oh, my goodness.
And why do they have to know that these places like this, like the, you know, the Costco pumps and like Dunkin' Donuts are like going to be very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Like literally the one that they built not too long ago in town here.
Mm-hmm.
They built it right next to the road, which makes sense to like get visibility, but you can only get a max of 10 cars in that loop that they have.
Right. Right.
And so every morning there's like five cars hanging out in the road itself and blocking road, honking horn. And like, I'm just like, and people are just like, I'm like, thank goodness I don't need a fix like that. But yeah, but why don't they do something different? Oh my goodness.
I don't know. I think it's very comical though that they always have at least two attendants at Costco walking between the pumps, like observing what you're doing, make sure people are moving fast, helping them.
Are they like the soup Nazi when you start messing up?
There was one coming towards me when I like couldn't get my cards figured out and I was a little bit nervous. He was just going to shush me along.
No gas for you.
Like, no, I can do it. I can move do along. It. I swear. Plus this is like the second time that I've pumped gas in a year because we've literally gotten gas like six times this entire pandemic and we don't drive anywhere ever. Like all of our groceries are delivered to us. We drive once a week just to make sure that the car is like moving.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, we don't go anywhere in the car. So
yeah,
it was comical. I laughed. I tweeted about it. See, Chris, if you were on Twitter, on our Twitter account, can I tell you funny? It's letter U, funny. Tweeted about it.
Funny.
And I said, is Costco never not busy? Like, is there never not a line, the Costco gas station? I've never been there when there wasn't. For us, it's like in and out. There's always, so Dunkin' Donuts is the East Coast version of in and out. That line always exists at in and out. It could be like a random Tuesday at 2 p.m. and there's a line of cars. It's just insane. Yeah.
I take my kids into school and we literally make bets on how many cars are hanging out on the road.
Good. Nice.
Yeah. It's good math. Good math lesson. Counting.
Yeah. Counting. Counting is good.
The count counts.
That was my excitement for the week, Chris. Pretty pathetic over here.
Exciting. I know. What's exciting for Brooks and the vaccine? I think I'm 10? eight days out for my second shot. So.
Oh yeah, you're almost 100%. Well, I guess.
Max.
Oh, max vaccinated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Max effectiveness.
So now I can just live free and carefree and run around.
No, it's not what you can do. It doesn't change anything for you.
I know. It's actually more. Yeah, I do go out slightly more because I haven't been to Sam's Club in forever. And so we ventured out to go there. So I felt a little more, I don't want to say safe, but still like taking all the precautions.
Right.
But felt like at least had like the backup.
Yeah.
In place.
Well, so. You had that extra layer of protection. So you've got the mask on and you're vaccinated. Yep. And now you're like, oh, okay. I'm like a little bit safer than other people. That's good.
Well, it's an exciting weekend of, you know, venturing out, getting gas. That was pretty much
very entertaining. That was it. It was the highlight.
At least your weather's nice. Did you go to the beach?
You know, we haven't been to the beach in a couple of weeks. So funny that we live literally 2 miles away. We haven't been here in weeks. Yeah. No, maybe this week I'll go. Haven't been.
Been too busy, huh?
Yes, I've been working a lot. Working a lot. What's going on with you, Chris? What do you got?
You know, a lot. I'm cold. It's cold here. It's always cold. Which isn't
terrible.
Funny.
Yeah.
I know. Let's get lots of more snow. Kids are enjoying it. We took the gator out and I hooked up some sleds to the back of the gator and was dragging the kids around.
Yeah, you'll have to explain that to folks who don't have any idea what you're saying.
Does that make sense? Doesn't that make complete sense?
The gator dragging kids around on a gator doesn't really sound great to folks who are not familiar with that lingo.
So it's a side-by-side John Deere gator side-by-sides, like a Polaris or other companies like that. Anyway, so we have some saucer sleds, or like the round ones.
And
old school metal saucers.
Those are the best ones.
I know. I got it from my grandparents, the kids' great-grandparents, when we were going through their estate. We found them. Yes. And so I have a rope. It's about 20, 30 feet behind, make sure for safety. And we made a little track, maybe 1,000-foot oval loop that I'd take the kids. It takes about over a minute to do the loop with the kids and stuff with that. And the snow's so deep that we were able to get like grooves in the snow where I'm going up and down. So the kids were in this like, safe little nook where they're like going back and forth. And so they're having so much fun. So we did that pretty much all weekend. We did that this evening when they came home. Jay and I, we took our bikes over. He has a fat tire bike. And I was like, you know, it'd be so cool to take our bikes over there. And then, cause it's so packed down now.
Yeah.
That, that'd be just like a cool, thing to do. So we were over there biking as well in that gully. So we were enjoying the snow. Hey, you know, if it's going to be cold, it at least better have snow on the ground. And this, for some reason, this year is the snowy time period here. And so we're just enjoying life, enjoying the snow while it's
around. Good. That makes you, I mean, it's not like negative, whatever ridiculousness it is in the rest of the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus 50.
I know. We were supposed to get pretty cold. We got down to, well, compared to them, it was a pretty balmy 7 degrees last night. So,
oof.
I know. It was a little chilly this morning.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, hey, I have a question for you. Have you ever been in a situation? So, there's a situation that came across to me. Uh-huh. I was sitting in my work chair, and my wife indicated that my chair was kind of squeaky, and I had not noticed it ever. Like, I just was like sitting in here. I don't know. I was completely oblivious. I'm a man, so I'm pretty oblivious to lots of things in life in general.
Yes.
And now that I've noticed it, I can't unnotice it. And so it's constantly. So every time I hear it squeak, I feel like I can't move. And now I'm sitting in this. And I don't know. This is one of those fancy chairs. I have no idea where, like, you can even, you know, put oil or WD-40 or whatever you throw in there, and it just drives me crazy. And I was curious, like, are there other situations in life that you've had where you didn't notice something about someone or something, and then when someone like made the obvious statement, your eyes were like opened to the situation, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, a ton of situations like that. The most notable for us probably was every time Brooks would notice our car making a noise, we would have to trade it in. Like, we got rid of a car one time. I am not kidding. I cannot make this shit up. We got rid of a car one time because the seat belt holder squeaked too much. And he was like, I can't take it. I can't. We can't have this car anymore. Are you serious? And we traded that fucker in because he didn't like the way the seatbelt holder squeaked. Ridiculous. So ridiculous. The dumbest thing ever.
But did you have someone that, like, someone else picked up that you didn't notice that you
were
like...
I didn't notice it at all until he said something. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess, but it's no big deal.
How often do you put your seatbelt in?
Well, it was his seatbelt holder. Yeah, so like it was his car. We had had multiple cars at that point, and it was his car. And so I wasn't in it all the time. And I was like, well, what does it matter? You know, what else? I'm sure there have been a ton of situations. Well, isn't that like the power of, what's it called? When somebody points out a make and model of a car, and
like
then
a
that's
white car.
Only
and you see white cars or red cars
everywhere.
Or black cars.
Yeah. I forget what that phenomenon is called, but. Yeah,
no, it's your consciousness. It kind of bounces up to the front of it.
Yeah.
It's just interesting, though, because, you know, like your significant other, right? This is very Seinfeldian, right? But you might have someone like, you're like, oh, yeah, I never realized about that. And like, oh, I don't like that anymore. Yeah.
I never realized how many noises Brooks makes while he's listening to music. I'm like, I always have to turn around. Like, what is going on over there? Sometimes he's singing and sometimes he's just like making weird noises.
Just bebopping.
I don't know what he's doing, but it makes me laugh. He's watching The Expanse right now and he's quiet. Must not be very good. They're like little happy noises.
Is this the Amazon show, The Expanse?
Yes, the Amazon show, The Expanse. Very good. Have you watched it?
No.
Good. What else did you notice, Chris? Any other things now that you can't unhear, unsee?
No, but I'm gonna like share. With like bright eye kids, I'm gonna like take a list of things that I've never noticed before that people have, you know, brought to my attention. But it's like sometimes like just behaviors, right? Like your kid, you're like, oh my gosh, they're doing that? Like I had no idea. Like or like a TV show. Sometimes I'm like, and this might just be like the, you know, I'm like, oh, I really like this show. And then people are like, you know, but that person's acting is terrible. And you're like, wait, you start looking at that person's acting. You're like, oh my God, it really is terrible. You don't really pay attention to these things. It's just like the micro or the microscopic focus on those individuals or those traits that someone points out. So very similar to what you're saying with the car make and model. So I know, I'm going to start thinking about this and start writing them down, the things that people pop up and that I've never realized were.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. I should take notice too. I don't really pay attention to it very much. I know I notice what's going on in Building 6 all the time.
That's right.
That building is just weird. There's nothing been major lately. People moving. Always people moving out of that building. I can't say I blame them. I wouldn't want to live there either.
How are the neighbors that you yelled at for having COVID gathering?
Oh, the children. Yeah. Well, we just, you know, I very loudly and passive aggressively remind them that they need to be wearing a mask every time I pass them in the hall and they're not wearing a mask. And I'm like, oh, well, guess we don't need to wear a mask anymore. Dicks.
That's awesome.
They just frustrate the hell out of me. And we make fun of them, like the true children that we are in our apartment, because they like hoot and holler and do all kinds of weird stuff while they're watching shows and yell at each other. So
can you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Through the
so we kind of do the same thing. Yes, because they yell really, really loudly. It's not like it's quiet.
Why are you yelling so loudly? What? I don't get it.
No, not us, them.
No, no, they, I know. I got what? Why do you have to yell so loud?
Because they're 20-something-year-olds who don't have any kind of sense of space-time sharing. Continuum. They just don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they yell at each other and hoot and holler, we're like, oh my gosh, stop it. Because like, we're children like that. And we just,
I would so be that way too. So glad I don't live in that situation. I mean, I miss like looking around and seeing all the anarchy around me and appreciating my life so much better, but it is nice not to have. I see deer. That's pretty much the extent of my people around me or things. Right.
I mean, we would prefer to live in an apartment that has a bit thicker walls or like a separate townhouse. But I mean, overall, we're not unhappy with our situation. And it's not as if we, I mean, I'm saying a lot of nasty things about them, but generally speaking, they're fine. You know, they're just young boys. Truly, they're 21, 22 years old. They don't know what they don't know, you know.
What, and are these people living in the apartment that were had the gamers?
Oh, yeah. That's where the gamers used to live. Yeah, they were always like drunk and high and puking at all kinds of hours of the day and night. So we don't have to listen to that. It's much better.
It's an See, hey, it's all relative, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. It's fine. As long as they're not bringing COVID into my building and next door, I don't care what they do. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh my goodness.
They're hardly ever home, so that tells you anything.
Out there hustling.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. What? I don't have a PSA this week. I don't know if you have a PSA.
Do I have a PSA? I mean, have your Costco card ready and your shit together when you're getting gas. It's just how it goes.
Oh my goodness, I know. That would be stressful.
It was so stressful. Hilarious. I mean, I was laughing, but it's just like, why is this stressful? This is so dumb.
I know. You know what the crazy thing is like, I appreciate people who just like kind of have like this more laissez-faire, like right. casual life, or just kind of like, not that they're like, not that they are doing anything to be slow, but they just don't sense around them the anarchy that's happening, so they don't feel the pressure. Like, they're still going through the process. And, yeah. I used to be that way, but this morning I was dropping my kids off of school, and I was getting to the stop sign. It's like a left-hand turn right to where they had to drop off at the gymnasium because they had to get checked in, you know, for COVID screening and stuff like that. And I was, like, already sensing myself tensing up because I could see that someone was right at the stop sign, like pulled through waiting for someone to else, you know, move. And there were two other cars on my side and one on the other side. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Am I going to go around? Am I going to wait? I'm like, I don't want to. And then if someone's behind me, I'm just like freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh, are they going to like start honking the horn at me? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's such a.
Yeah. Well, I do have to say that the woman, like four cars ahead of me, right? Because I was at the four pump, so two on each side. So it was like two cars at a time.
Yeah.
So four cars ahead, she was on her cell phone, had gloves on, but then constantly touching her face and everything else. I'm like, you don't understand what the point of gloves are. But she was that laissez-faire attitude. Yeah. Zero fucks given there. She's like, I'm going to do what I want to do. It's going to take me as long as it takes me. Generally speaking, that's 99% of Californians.
They that's right. That's
move right. at their own pace. I think because I was raised in the East Coast, I have that, you know, fake aura of pressure that probably is not actually a thing.
I know.
I'm like, oh, I got to move faster.
I know. And I feel bad because I'm like, all right, kids, get ready. I'm going to open the door. You're going to jump out so no one's waiting for me.
Right?
They're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then it was so cold this morning. We had snow the other day and it melted a little bit. And so the door was stuck. He couldn't get open it. And I'm like, just kick it. I'm like, get out of here. We need to go.
Oh, there's people waiting. Crazy.
It's like, just relax, Dad. Gosh. What's your deal?
Calm down.
Oh man. Anyway.
Well, good. I think that's it this week, Chris. A quick week.
Yeah.
Everybody have a good week. Have a happy Monday. Happy week. Yeah. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Get your vaccine when you can. Follow us in between episodes on Twitter. Can I tell you? Slutter you funny? You can send us your funny stories anonymously on our website. Can I tell you something funny.webflow.io. Linked in the show notes as well. You can follow me on social media. Just usually Twitter. At Sarah No Socks. Subscribe. That would be great. Rate and review would be even better. And shout us out on the socials. We would appreciate it. That's it.
Holla.
Okay.
See everyone. Thank you, Sarah.
Goodbye. Bye, Chris.